Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
With just weeks to go before Election Day, there are new fireworks in the governor's race. Independent gubernatorial candidate Timothy Cahill has been granted a temporary court injunction blocking his former staffers from sharing campaign strategies with his Republican rival, Charlie Baker. The move stems from a lawsuit Cahill has filed alleging his campaign strategists, manager, and political director conspired to pass information about his campaign to Charlie Baker and the Republican Governors Association. WBUR's Fred Tice explains.
This story is about four Republican operatives who used to work for Tim Cahill. Jordan Gerke was his political director. He left the campaign in June. Adam Meldrum was the campaign manager. John Weaver and John Yab were the senior strategists. They quit the campaign in late September. They left emails on Tim Cahill's servers, and Cahill is now basing his lawsuit on those emails.
We were doing some cleaning up of our server and realized that these emails existed, and they continued to exist even after these folks left the campaign.
Wait, so they had left and they were still communicating through your server?
Yes. Up until a few hours ago today.
Cahill says the four men forwarded information about his campaign to Republican Charlie Baker's campaign. He says emails between Meldrum, Yab, and Weaver show the three men knew back in mid-September, when they all still worked for Cahill, that Paul Lascoco, his running mate, could be persuaded to defect to Charlie Baker, something Lascoco finally did last week.
A number of damaging emails that illustrate how they were engineering Paul's departure 2 weeks before he left, while they were still being paid to work for me, before they had even left.
In one series of emails, on September 18th, Meldrum lets Yab and Weaver know that Lascoco requested a meeting with Cahill to talk about strategy, but that Cahill refused to call back. Several hours later, it looks like the three men are emailing about Lascoco wanting to jump ship. Weaver asks Meldrum to pass a message on to Paul, saying he should do nothing right now. This has to be done in such a way as Paul's future is protected and everyone else is fine. Weaver says, I've started that process. Yab writes later, important that Paul's interests are paramount. Weaver replies, the only moral obligation we have is to protect Paul. Yab writes, yep. Weaver later says, Paul will be given, offered, a substantive lifeline. Up to him to take it or not. Cahill claims his Republican advisors did not let him know what they knew, that his running mate was preparing to leave him. He also claims that they were conspiring with a lawyer close to Lascoco, Jason Zanetti, to pass on more information to Baker and to the Republican Governors Association.
And now, after Paul left, emails that show that these people, Meldrum, Weaver, Yob, and now this gentleman Zanetti, who was Paul's associate, are offering to give information to the Baker camp, to Tim O'Brien, Charlie Baker's campaign manager.
The Baker campaign would not make anyone available to talk, but issued a statement saying it did not receive any written internal information regarding the Cahill campaign. The Republican Governors Association wouldn't talk to us either. They issued a statement saying Tim Cahill will do anything to get his name in the papers, even sue his former staff. Asked to comment on the emails, John Yab sent us an email from Adam Meldrum. In it, Meldrum says, this is a political lawsuit filed by Tim Cahill to prevent me from taking whistleblower status and bringing to light their coordination with the Treasury Office with regard to the taxpayer-funded ads that say how well the lottery is run. The lottery has been running such ads lately. Meldrum says he's been preparing to turn over evidence of illegal activity by Treasury employees and Cahill staff members to Attorney General Martha Coakley. Coakley's office says it hasn't received a complaint yet, but will investigate if it does. Cahill says he does everything above board.
Are Treasury employees volunteering on the campaign? Absolutely, on their own time, after work. And if they take time during the day, it's because they use their time.
Cahill says this standing in his campaign office in front of a poster of Red Sox catcher Jason Varitek stuffing his catcher's mitt into the face of Yankee third baseman Alex Rodriguez. Cahill says, I'm Varitek. For WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.